right, listen, listen, listen out. Hey, we don't rise, we don't get down, right? We don't do that, right? We understand how to win right here. We understand that. You just saw what happened, right? You just saw what happened. Now you keep yourself right there, man. Keep yourself right there. You enjoy this one. Oh, yeah, we're going to enjoy it. We're going to enjoy it. But we know we got the Cardinals, man, right?
Yes.
And listen, it's a bit of a short week. We're going to be leaving on Friday. It's a two-day trip. How you handle it is very important, right? I know we got a lot of you guys nicked up here. Very important how you handle that, too. Very, very important. You got to get in. You got to get back for practice. That's how we have to do it. You got to do that. Get yourselves healthy. Get back to practice. That's what you do after physical games. But you got to take care of yourself. Be smart tonight. Let's take a knee.
Can you talk about Mike on that last drive, all the frustrations in that second half, but the, you know, down six in the way it took you guys down the field?
All I have to say is the lineman and Mike Vick. Just battling so much from turnovers in the first half, driving the ball the whole game. Just shows you the fight we have. You know, to kind of settle down, relax. Coach Reed came in here, fired up in that time, kind of got with us a little bit, and he turns it around. The last drive, it was all hurt and determination.
How about that last time? What about Andy at halftime? What was said? What was different this time
around? I mean, I'm not sure exactly what was said, but the message was just pick it up. You guys are shooting yourself in the foot. I mean, you're moving the ball, you're making plays, but fumbles, turnovers. I mean, I had another fumble today, you know, and we had interceptions and everything today. So he just said, man, if you minus all the turnovers, you'd be fine. And he was right. I think we kind of settled down and relaxed a little bit, got in the groove, and we won the game.
How good is this team with nine turnovers in 2 weeks and you're 2-0? How good are you?
We're a good team. We're an explosive team. We're a good team. Just that we've got to minus the turnovers. I think we're a disciplined team. We're just not displaying it right now. If you want to be a great team, it's only going to be out of change.
If we would have told you guys that you had nine turnovers in two games, do you think you'd be standing here 2-0?
I wouldn't believe so. If you had told me I had two fumbles in two games, I wouldn't believe it. So it's something we got to work on.
Brett, was there something in the game plan during the week that it looked like you were going to get a chance to get more catches, something you saw in their defense?
Not necessarily. It was kind of what they're giving us. They started playing a little bit of cover two, and you know, the middle was a little bit open, so we took advantage of it, and Mike did a good job getting us the ball.
Two close wins. Can you just compare the feeling of those games versus after the close losses last year?
It feels amazing. These were the games that we were losing last year, and to have a come from behind victory like that, it's not exactly what you want, but we'll take it, and it just shows the heart of our team and the never lose attitude.
We're 2-0. We're excited about it, and we're happy about it. A win is a win, and wins are hard to come by in this league. Anytime you can get one, no matter how you get it, it counts as a W. So we're excited to be 2-0, but we know we still have, you know, we still have things to clean up. You know, it's not perfect. We still have mistakes to clean up, and we'll continue to work and get better at those.
The win in fourth quarter is the way you have the past 2 weeks. What does it take for a team to do that?
It just takes fight. That's all about. That's what it's all about. In the fourth quarter, I know it. You have to pull out everything you got. It's going to take everything you got in your body, everything to fight, to make that play, to get off the field, to score a touchdown. And everybody has to have that mindset and have that want to. And that's what you see from our team, you know, last week and again this week, is just that will and that fight to win. And we just have to continue to bring it every week.
The main thing was we just made plays. And we had the opportunity, and we executed well today. You know, and we're just pretty happy with, you know, a few things we can clean up, but, you know, we're pretty happy with how we perform.
Now, you're not exactly an old-timer, but to watch rookies like Boykin and Kendricks play with the poise they've played with in these first two games, how impressed have you been?
Very impressed. And, you know, we knew that in training camp. We saw it. And, you know, those guys are, you know, ahead of their time, and they're playing well and making plays for us. And, you know, they're great additions to the team.
Well, today was a great game, honestly. You know, since the beginning of the game, I feel we had a great shot at you know, winning the game. Going into halftime, 17-7, you know, we was very angry at ourselves. And you know, we came in the locker room and, you know, said the second half is going to be totally different. And as we went out there in the second half, it definitely proved that, you know, we could play with the best in this league. And like I said, you cut away them turnovers, man. I think, you know, best team in the league, period, hands down.
How about the chippiness in that game? It's pretty physical out there.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a part of the game sometimes, you know, as much as, you know, we don't want to get into fights and do them type of things, sometimes the heat of the moment definitely gets up there, and that's just something You know, if I could look back, you know, I wouldn't do it. Coach Reed got on me a little bit. But like I say, heat the moment, go out there, get into it, and you just got to, you know, do what you got to do.